Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And with that, Mr. Barkley, we save a lot. Do we want the dope-ass beat up for this or no? Do you want to do this dry? Nikki Football?
Mario?
Bill, Jake, do you have the Mario music? I would love that, actually.
Yeah, me too. I threw Jake a curveball.
Yes.
Revenge soccer, it's the World Cup, it's on tomorrow morning.
I think this is officially now our football and football picks music.
It's just a you better, you bet banger. You know, it can be on any segment, any topic, any content. We're all over it.
Okay. Why don't we start with USA and Iran, and then we can get two bets for the other games tomorrow. Ecuador, Senegal, Netherlands and Qatar, the Wales and England. So the stakes are obviously insanely high here for the USA and Iran. Now, assuming England's going to win the group, England sitting on 4 points right now, taking on Wales. USA has to win, needs to win to advance into the round of 16 against Iran. USA with 2 points, Iran with three. Iran blown out by England in the first game 6-2, and then Iran beating Wales 2-0 on match day two. So the United States has to win to advance. USA is plus 100 at the King of Sportsbooks BetMGM. Ken, the draw is plus 225. Iran is plus 290. Total in the game is 2.5, juiced way towards the under. Minus 175 under 2.5. Over at plus 120. Both teams to score, yes, even money. No, minus 140. Ken, what are your bets and your analysis, please, for the United States and Iran match day three in the World Cup?
I mean, I know I'm not the only person who's made this comparison. Feels like the Algeria match, which was obviously the Landon Donovan famous goal. U.S. had to win, million chances, didn't get it, and then finally got it at the end. Goal, USA, etc. Like couldn't write a script like this.
And Ian Dark called that, right? And now they're in the booth together calling games, which is pretty cool.
Ian Dark tried to make a joke about it in the first match, and Landon Donovan, I think, was like deer in the headlights because he hadn't called a World Cup match before and like didn't even respond. I was like, okay, Landon, like let's loosen up a little bit here, bud. Hard to not see this match play out the same way. The under has taken all the money, and we talked about this on Sunday. Love the under in the match. Still like it in the match. Feels like 0-0 or 1-0 United States. Seems like the most likely outcome. If you're Iran strategically, what is your motivation to not just waste time from the jump in this match? U.S. has been a team that's actually had a reasonable amount of possession in both their matches, too. Feels like the U.S. has the ball. They also have not been great at generating a ton of great scoring chances in both matches. They've had a few. First match, very few. Basically one, and they scored. It feels like the Algeria match. It just feels exactly like it. So I like the under. If you want to play like 0-0 or 1-0 exact score, both teams to score, no. All of these are basically taking the same handicap and trying to like price shop the different outcomes on those things. I don't have a feel on like who's going to advance or whatever. I think it's like a deathly low scoring game most of the time, just because of the strategy I think Iran is very, very, very likely to employ.
Okay. I think you and I are going to be like pretty oppo on this game and how we think it's going to play out. So I'm betting USA to win. If we were like French and doing the show, like maybe I wouldn't bet on the United States. Not because the French hate the United States, but because like I don't know if the United States is as likely to win as like the market here in the U.S. would indicate it. Plus, money to win. I don't know if I agree with that. But listen, I'm patriotic, so I'm going to bet on my. I'm going to bet the United States to win. So I'm on the United States plus 100 because I love my country. So there you have it. So USA plus 100. I think that with the way that this game kind of sets up, and Iran, to be fair, right, has scored 4 goals in this tournament. Now, the game against England got a little wacky, got a little sideways because England like slammed them in the game.
Wales was scoreless in like the 90th, and then they scored 2 in stoppage time on a red card. So like 11 on 11, I don't know if it's like this is really making your point as much as you think. I'm just going to say that.
Fair enough. the way United States is going to try and play this game, right, with their possession style here, Iran on the counter, I feel like Iran's going to score one in the first half of this game, and then the United States is going to have to chase the game. And in chasing the game and in playing like a little looser, I think the United States is going to bag a couple here, and I think we're going to see a higher scoring game than the market would indicate here. So I'm actually going to bet yes, both teams to score at even money. I'm going to play an alt total as well. Over 3.5 at plus 280. Over 3.5 goals at plus 280. So three bets for me on this game. Yes, both teams to score at even money. Over 3.5 plus 280. And I'll play the USA to win the game at plus 100. So three bets for me for the USA.
What about Iran in the first half, if that's how you think it's going to play out? Like, that's the direct... That's the direct correlation to your handicap, though. Like, I think they're going to get one early, and that opens up the game. Play Iran to score first, even if you don't want to play the first half, maybe, or something. Like, maybe that's the way to play it. I wouldn't play the U.S. to win if this is your approach, because you should just bet them live, then, if that's what you're going to do.
I just want to bet the U.S. because I want to have money on the United States to win. Maybe that's a better option, like you're talking about here.
I bet this team to win, and I think they're going to be down 1-0. Like, well, okay, well, like, bet them to win, but then, like, hope it plays out. Maybe you get a really advantageous live price on United States if they go down 1. If it really plays out the way you think with the total, it just, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, there's a lot of bets to be made with your handicap. I'm just trying to kind of, like, figure out all the ones that are under the same umbrella, I guess would be the right way to put it.
Fair enough. I want to have money on the United States to win the game, basically, is what it comes down to. But what I think we're going to see is goals in the game.
Okay.
Will you have any other bets in the other three games coming up tomorrow?
I don't think so. Senegal, Ecuador, Qatar, Netherlands, those will be on at the same time in Group A. Qatar's already eliminated. The other three teams are alive for two spots. And England and Wales, where England have not advanced yet, but they are very, 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 very likely to advance. But they do need the game a little. So I kind of want it, well, 1.5 or a 1 with a ton of juice on it for England. If I had to bet the match, I would bet England. And also, Wales counts on 2 players, and they're playing like their 3rd match in 8 days. And that seems like really bad from a fatigue standpoint. So find a way to play England, probably lay the goals.
Assuming the Dutch beat Qatar, which I think they should, right? They're a massive favorite.
Yes.
All Ecuador, and no matter what happens, all Ecuador needs is a draw here. And Ecuador is through to the round of 16. I think that this is going to be like a pretty time-wasting game from Ecuador. I'll play the draw, and no Sadio Mane, obviously, for Senegal. I'll play Ecuador-Senegal draw, plus 210, with the thought being that Ecuador just needs a result and they're through to the next round. Ecuador-Senegal draw, and I'll play England to win to nil, England to beat Wales and Wales to not score in the game at plus 110. So Ecuador-Senegal draw, plus 210 at BetMGM, England to win to nil, plus 110. Yes, both teams to score, USA and Iran, plus 100, and alt over 3.5 at plus 280. I bet USA plus 100 already, and maybe I'll bet the USA live if they go down in the game. There you have it. Our World Cup bets coming up for tomorrow. Ken, awesome show today. Had a lot of fun. Tomorrow, we'll talk more World Cup. We'll sweat the second half of the USA-Iran game on the air. Continue our handicaps of Week 13 in the National Football League. So much good stuff to do. Enjoy the night tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Going to be really fun to be on during the U.S. match tomorrow. Or not fun. We'll see how the match goes.
BetMGM tonight coming up after us. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.